You're listening to SBS News.
Victorians can soon have 100 visitors at home and won't need to wear masks at shops in the most significant easing of restrictions since the start of the pandemic. Acting Premier James Molino announced that from 6 p.m. on Friday, people will be able to have 100 visitors at home, up from the previous cap of 30, while public gatherings can double from 100 to 200. Mr. Molino says masks will no longer be required in most settings, with a few exceptions.
Masks will no longer be required to be worn in retail settings. You'll continue to need to carry your mask, wear your mask on public transport, on rideshare and taxis, at aged care and hospital settings, at the airport. But in retail settings, you no longer need to wear your mask.
And sporting stadiums will be able to operate at 75% capacity. Caps on employees in workspaces will be scrapped in favour of a density limit of one person per 2 square metres. And public servants will be required to return to the office at least 3 days per week. And Victoria's Chief Medical Officer Brett Sutton has also weighed into the debate about the safety of the AstraZeneca vaccine.
The reality is AstraZeneca vaccine has been given to tens of millions of people. It's been given to hundreds of thousands of people in clinical trials, with regard to overall risk of clotting or bleeding, there are no signals that suggest that it's more likely to cause it. In fact, the European review suggested that people who'd received the vaccine were less likely to have bleeding or clotting disorders. There are reports of a very rare clotting disorder that is still being watched, and again, that's part of our robust surveillance system, that we will dig into any data in relation to that to see if any signals emerge in Australia.
Meanwhile, Australian Medical Assistance Teams is deploying Australian medical professionals to Papua New Guinea to assist the country fight an outbreak of COVID-19. AusMed deploys doctors, nurses, paramedics and other support following a disaster in our region. Team leader Dr. Mark Little says the team will also deliver close to 8,000 doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine to PNG, along with providing other support.
I think this is really serious, and I'm very proud to be an Australian and to see the Australian responding so well as a whole of government. Papua New Guinea is a resource poor country and has a fragile health system, and any crisis can put incredible pressure on their health system. There are a limited number of doctors and nurses who are very good, and we were very impressed with the skills of the doctors and nurses that we met when we were there last year. But it's a very fragile system that is going to come under incredible pressure. And we've seen what's happened in the UK and the United States and Europe, and even in Victoria, when large numbers of people get this disease.
And for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.